This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Kevin P. Coplin, Appellant, decided September 23, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, 1 State of Missouri, Num 812914, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jefferson County versus. Cause number 23JECR018601. Kevin P. Coplin, Honorable Joseph A. Rathert, Appellant. Filed September 23, 2025. Before Renee D. Harden Tammons, P.J., Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Thomas C. Clark II, J. Introduction. A Jefferson County jury convicted Kevin P. Coplin, Appellant, of one count of child molestation, first degree, in violation of Perv 566.067. 1. Appellant raises 1 point on appeal. He argues the circuit court abused its discretion by denying his request for a mistrial after the state of Missouri, state, asked a question on redirect examination that appellant claims created an improper implication of a prior bad act. We affirm. Factual and procedural background. The state initially charged appellant with 3 counts of child molestation first degree, 1 count of attempted statutory sodomy first degree, and 2 counts of statutory sodomy first. 1. All statutory references are to the revised statutes of Missouri, 2016, unless stated otherwise. 2. Degree. Following the May 2024 trial, the jury convicted Coplin of 1 count of child molestation first degree and acquitted him of the remaining charges. The circuit court sentenced Coplin to 15 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections. Viewed in the light most favorable to the jury verdict, the following evidence was presented at trial. The state charged appellant after 2 nieces by marriage disclosed multiple incidents of inappropriate sexual contact. The jury convicted appellant of 1 count of child molestation first degree after finding that he touched the genitals of 1 niece, victim 1, while she was between 5 and 7 years of age and sleeping on the couch at appellant's residence. At trial, appellant argued that the victims fabricated their allegations out of their animosity toward him after divorcing their aunt. To support this theory, defense counsel asked victim 1 if she overheard Coplin make a crude remark about having had sexual intercourse with her mother. Victim 1 confirmed she heard this statement. On redirect, the prosecutor asked victim 1, "How old was your mom when appellant claims he had sex with her?" Defense counsel immediately objected and asked to approach the bench. Outside the presence of the jury and at a sidebar, appellant requested a mistrial, arguing the question created the prejudicial implication that Coplin had engaged in sexual relations with another minor. The state countered that the defense opened the door to this line of questioning. The circuit court denied the mistrial motion, but prevented the witness from answering the question. Following the court's ruling, appellant did not request a curative instruction or any other relief. Appellant now appeals. Standard of review. A circuit court has broad discretion in ruling on a request for a mistrial. State vs. Ward, 242 SW 3D 698704, Mobank 2008. A mistrial is a drastic remedy, warranted only in 3 thus. Extraordinary circumstances in which the prejudice to the defendant cannot otherwise be removed. Id. This court reviews a circuit court's refusal to grant a mistrial for an abuse of discretion, ED. An abuse of discretion occurs only when a ruling is clearly against the logic of the circumstances then before the court and is so arbitrary and unreasonable as to shock the sense of justice and indicate a lack of careful consideration, ED. If reasonable persons can differ about the propriety of the circuit court's action, then no abuse of discretion occurred. State ex ari lo. Webster v. Lendorf, Geneva, Inken, 744 SW 2D 801 804, Morbank, 1988. We presume discretionary rulings are correct and the appellant bears the burden of showing an abuse of discretion. ID. This court reviews for prejudice, not mere error, and will reverse only if the error was so prejudicial that it deprived the defendant of a fair trial. State v. Norris, 237 SW 3D 640, 644, Mode App, SD, 2007. Discussion appellant argues that the circuit court abused its discretion by refusing to grant a mistrial, claiming that the state's unanswered question created an irremediable prejudice by implying he had committed a similar uncharged crime. We disagree and find the circuit court acted within its discretion. A defendant can open the door to otherwise inadmissible evidence. State v. Watson, 391 SW 3D 1823, Mochus App, ED 2012, where the defendant has injected an